Fish in the Morning on Radio 104.1.
I am honored right now to be joined on the phone by a doctor, and I don't get to talk to many doctors. Well, I talk to a lot of doctors, but most of them are brain doctors, not educational doctors. Dr. Gina Glickman, the president of Manchester Community College, joins me on the phone right now. Good morning, Dr. Glickman. I'm sorry I woke you up so early.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be out there and emceeing your big event you have coming up next Friday. It's your 22nd annual evening of fine wines, and I love wine.
Well, you won't be disappointed because we have about 30 tasting tables and pretty wonderful wines up for auction and incredible food to go along with it prepared by our culinary students, hors d'oeuvres, desserts. It's an incredible evening.
Now, I'm hearing that like 600 people roll out, and I'm happy to be out there with my friend Lori Perez from Fox, Connecticut. Her and I go way back. I'm friends with Billy Grant, so I can't wait to get out there. And Miss Connecticut's going to be there, too. Ashley Bodie's going to be there, right? She'll be out there next Friday.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. But I can't believe you haven't been to this event yet.
I haven't, and I love wine, and I love cocktails, and I love to socialize, so I'm looking forward to it. The other thing I love, too, Dr. Glickman, is I love education. I'm an education-born guy. My mom was on the State Board of Ed. My grandmother was a teacher for 45 years, my stepfather for 40 years. Education's in my blood, so if there's anything I can do out there to help raise money for your scholarship fund, I'm going to do it, and I'm happy to be partnering with you guys. You have a lofty goal here this year. $250,000 is what you guys are trying to raise.
$250,000, and it all benefits our students with scholarship funding and academic program support. It helps us do service learning and internships for students. And students ever more need the resources. So we're really hopeful that we're going to be selling a lot of tickets, and that once people get there, they'll be going through the silent auction, they'll participate in the live auction, and there's plenty of entertainment, too. So it's a wonderful evening.
Just watching my pal Eric Hummel be the auctioneer is entertainment enough. He is a ham, and it's a good time. And look, I'm excited out there because the cost of college is so high these days. You know, I went to Villanova, and now Villanova's like 60 grand a year. When I was growing up, community colleges here in Connecticut were different. They were held at high schools. They were in shabby buildings. The campuses now, not just at Manchester Community College, but across the state at places like Goodwin and Tunksis. And I mean, there's so many beautiful community colleges now in Connecticut. I think it really is an important thing to value and to help fund because of the cost of college being so high.
Well, and don't forget that our students transfer everywhere. We are the largest transfer institution, not only to our state colleges and universities, but we have students going to elite privates, and so the cost of education really is cut in more than in half for them.
Yeah, and it really is a beautiful place to begin your education, especially if you are strapped financially, because it's really expensive to go to some colleges now. And
It is, and families also need to have a hard time with the funding, even for community colleges, and so we're grateful to Kelser Corporation for being our honorary chair this year, for all of our sponsors. And of course, we want to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Every dollar makes a difference for a student.
I put the link up on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed. Buy tickets, support this great event. And then apparently you and the rest of the staff, Dr. Glickman, get a little silly that night after the doors close. What's going
on
with that?
We do. We get a little silly after the doors close. We have so many faculty and staff who participate as volunteers in this event. And when everyone else has gone home, they might be going home with their signed basketball by the 2014 NCAA UConn women's basketball team, or their seven-night stay at Heritage Resorts in Costa del Sol, Spain. We are there dancing and carrying on. So, Dave, I invite you to join us.
I'm going to be there, Dr. Glickman, and I can't wait to hang, and I can't wait to meet your staff, and I can't wait to help raise some money for a very important scholarship fund. Dr. Glickman, a couple quick questions before I let you go. These will be multiple choice, so they will be easy, okay? Okay, first, the quick question up. Gino Auriemma or Kevin Ollie, who would you rather have dinner with?
That's not fair.
It has to be Gino. He owns a winery. You have to have Gino out there.
And he's a community college graduate.
Yes, he is. Second, are you an iPhone user or a Droid user?
I have both an iPhone and a BlackBerry.
Oh, it's because you're a doctor. I forgot you were going to have both. Third question, Fat Elvis or Thin Elvis? Give me your fave.
Fat Elvis.
Me too. And lastly, out the door, since it is Easter this weekend, marshmallow peeps or Cadbury eggs, what's the better munchie?
Marshmallows.
I love you, Dr. Glickman. That was a great answer. We'll see you next Friday for Manchester Community College's 22nd Evening of Fine Wines. Tickets now. The link's up on our Facebook page. Can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to drink a little wine with you, Dr. Glickman.
Well, and a toast. Thank you so much.
Cheers to that. We'll see you next Friday on Radio 104.1. The Lumineers are on right now. Here's Ho Hey. Hey, I've got five random facts to make you the smartest person at work next.
I've been trying.